when he turned 10, he packed his belongings and he left home to find his destiny. Jim, just a boy whose head full of legends of dungeons and dragons and pirates and stuff. So that summer he snuck on a schooner to Harpoon Tuna and get real buff. The captain, he said, there's danger ahead. We need some brave men to sail, and then we'll find us those pirates, stop them with violence to make the ocean safe.
Now, the pirates the brave captain was looking for were the fierce midget pirates of Willygoat, the deadliest pirates in the seven seas. And although they were wee men, they had big swords and were known for gutting many and leaving few alive. The captain knew they were heading towards the Sandwich Isles to pillage the giant ham farm. The captain knew what he must do, and this is his story.
Cleaning up the ocean's Captain Hampton and his crew. Trouble in the seven seas, he'll know what to do. Captain, he has promised to him pirates of the sun. Scallywags and scurvy dogs are crushed under his bloody Captain Hampton.
Captain Hampton,
Captain Hampton,
ahoy, ahoy,
ahoy.
Pillaging the pillagers triumphantly, he'll sail away.
Midgets who are usually bright and clever and fun to be around, these midget pirates with their beady little eyes and sharp teeth bore down on us like fierce sharks in a feeding frenzy of blood, slashing at us with their swords, gutting our bellies, poking our bums, clipping our knees. We knew not what to do, for the captain was nowhere to be found. Where was the captain? Where was the captain?
Cleaning up the ocean's Captain Hampton and his crew. Trouble in the seven seas, he'll know what to do. Captain, he is rubbish to him, pirates on the sun. Scallywag and scurvy dog.